Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
We've got play stopped with 0 seconds left on the clock. Southwell taps it. Then we see it come across for Pearson to put a kick in. Taken on the full by Upton. And Upton will be tackled. And that is the ball game. Congratulations to Queensland winning game one of Origin.
It hasn't stopped.
Hang on, what?
Better push and shove in the back.
Tasman Gray and Kennedy Charrington fire it up at the back of the field here.
So a win for Queensland tonight. And we go to Townsville for game two. Last year, New South Wales, of course, won 20-14. This year, it's Queensland's turn. And it's 18-10. We'll try and get Reedy into position. But referee Adam G is just talking to the girls. There's some are celebrating. Some are still blowing up at each other. But that's the ball game.
Oh, look. I was just seeing something off the ball here. Just shows... know what this sport's about. I think Jesse Southall was, you know, obviously upset, sad. But then you see Tamika Upton walk over and go to a puddle and, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I love to see. That's what you love to see.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can do your battle and you can go out and see, but what I just saw then is what our game's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Greg. And great to see you back on Triple M, old mate.
Yeah. Oh, we'll wait and see how we go, eh? Boy, what do you reckon?
Oh, I give you full marks, mate. You've been there and done that.
So you want to come to Townsville? Yeah.
Do you lose points if you lose the game? The team is
a boy. It'll be us three and Reedy in the Mitsubishi Triton. We'll all have a turn at driving, and then we'll get Reedy a couple of phone books to sit on, and he can have a drive for Brighton as well. But we'll get him in position now for a couple of interviews. He's just chasing a couple up. As you can imagine, he's going out there. He's trying to talk to the girls, but they're running away from him. That's nothing unusual for Brett Reed, but he'll talk one of them into a conversation. Yeah, well, great result for the state of Queensland. A win tonight, a gutsy win tonight, and it goes without saying last night. Let's have a look at... Let's go down to Reedy now. He's with Tamika Upton.
Tamika, nice way to start the series.
Yeah, obviously the start that we wanted. It was a very tough game out there. It's one of the fastest games. But, yeah, New South Wales really put it to us. But I think we stick to our game plan.
Did you take inspiration from last night?
Yeah, of course. We love watching that. Yeah, we all sort of watched it and, yeah, it gave us a bit of spirit. But, yeah, the boys did really well.
Up to you guys.
Hey, Tamika, it's Sammy Bremner. How are you going?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, good, Dal. What going forward, what do you think Queensland will have to do to win the next game?
Oh, we just need to turn up again. I think there's a lot of lapses, a lot of drop ball. We really did stick to our game plan, but there's a lot of mistakes there that we just need to iron out.
Hey, Tamika, it's G.I. here. How are you?
Good.
That's good, that's good. Outstanding game. I think it was tremendous. But what I loved, I'll just say up here in the box up here, is what you did with Jesse Southwell after the game. When was there, you just went over there just to give her a cuddle, say everything's all right?
Yeah, obviously, gave her a big cuddle. It's pretty incredible. She's only just turned 18 and she's killing it on the stage. But, yeah, she's one of the biggest competitors, but really stuck it to her. So just, yeah, tell her to get her head up. And obviously, being really good friends with her from Newcastle, yeah, she's absolutely killing it.
Righto, we'll let you go and enjoy the win. Congratulations, and we'll see you in game two in Townsville.
Thank you.
Good on you. Queensland 18, New South Wales 10. We'll get Reedy to chase up a couple more interviews for us. But, look, the possession ended pretty even, but the completion rates is where the coaches will want to see improvement in game two. 13 errors New South Wales, 14 for Queensland, and completion rates down around the 70% mark. And you're looking at that stat there, possession in your own territory, GI?
Yeah, said 59% New South Wales and, you know, 41% in Queensland. It's it was a bit of a mixed game to watch, and you didn't know where that will end up. Hey, Sammy.
Yeah, that's right. But, and I can't imagine both teams, you know, even despite Queensland winning, will be happy with the way they played, but that is a good thing for the next game. I think we're, you know, it was really awesome to watch a game of representative football. It's been a while, but I think the next game's going to be even better, just purely based on the competitiveness of the athletes as individuals and as a team. They'll just want to put on a better spectacle of women's rugby league, and I'm sure they will do so.
Millie Boyle, 127 metres, and a lot of those were big carries in the second half of that game from Millie, who starred for New South Wales tonight in a losing team, and Suzuka for the Queenslanders, 133 run metres there. And big games too from Joseph and Maddo up front for the Queensland side. And as always, Ali Brigginshaw featured prominently for the Queensland side. We're just getting Reedy down there on the sideline to get us a couple more interviews. We've got Millie Boyle with Reedy. Let's go down to you, Brent.
I just had to drag Millie away from Adam. how do you assess that game, Millie?
Yeah, just not up to standard for Origin. I mean, the contest was there, but way too many drop balls, not enough completion, and, yeah, just not up to scratch.
Is that an easy thing to fix going into game two? I would have thought that's just a concentration thing.
Yes and no. Like, we haven't played footy in a little while. It's been a while since we've all been playing club. So, you know, definitely going into game two, we'll be better just from having this game and from playing together again. But, yeah, disappointing.
Up to you guys.
Sorry?
Hey, Millie, it's Sammy Brem. How are you, Dals?
Good, thanks, Sam. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just a quick question. So going forward, what do you think Kylie's going to tell you to do to improve going forward into next game?
I think we've just got to keep it really simple and complete our sets. It's nothing new, it's nothing fancy, but I think we just got a little bit excited and wanted to spread a bit too early when we just needed to, you know, get our sets, whether that's through the middle, get to our kick and put on some good D up their end, but we just couldn't complete that.
Hey, Millie, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm going well. Just sitting up here and watching, you know, watching the game and watching you particularly. You being like the front row and the leader in the game, did you need anything special from you to go out of your game to bring the rest of them up with you, or was it just the game plan to go at it and then see how long you can hold out for?
Yeah, I guess we had a little bit of movement, you know, with Izzy going down, with Tiana getting ruled out this morning, and then we've had a lot of movement. So for us middles, it was just about to go as hard as you could, and you, I guess, get a rest when you could. But it was just the speed of the game. It's just different to NRW.
Good on you, Millie. Good to catch up with you. I know that it's not easy after a loss, but we thank you for your time. And no doubt the great state of New South Wales will be back in game two. But tonight it was Queensland 18 defeating New South Wales. Then we're going to take a break. Come back with our player of the match. And we'll get the thoughts of GI and Sam Bremner as Triple M rocks the footy.
Thanks to Ream and McDonald's. Triple M rocks State of Origin.
Well, welcome back. It's all over bar the shouting. Queensland beating New South Wales in Women's Origin Game 1. And look, before we go any further, Macca's are a great sponsor of ours. The Origin call is thanks to Macca's. It's every fan's go-to for a footy feed. A fiery game calls for fiery burgers. Turn up the heat with a free McSpicy when you spend $30 or more on McDelivery via the My Macca's app. Available for limited time at participating restaurants. T's and C's apply. See in app for details. Sam and Greg, I've got to get your player of the match, Case IH. Case IH, end of financial year, tractor deals are on now. Visit a dealership today, Sam. What about you?
Yeah, I think it's definitely Tamika Upton for me tonight. She was remarkable. It's not just what you see when she has the footy in her hand. It's all the work she does off the football. I notice she's constantly talking at the back and organising her defensive line. And anytime she is near the football, the defence is under threat. So, yeah, she'd definitely be my...
Well. The Helensburg monkey has been in touch for a third time, and he says he knows you're back living in Helensburg for a while.
He
would like to meet you for a shandy at the Centennial. Just a friendly, he says, as soon as you see him, you'll know who he is.
Is that because he's not going to be wearing a shirt?
You see he's back.
Just to see he's back.
Yeah. He's probably just walking backwards around Helensburg everywhere.
Maybe he's all recognised me.
GI, what about you, mate? Your player?
Tamika. It's Tamika for sure. I just love the way she goes about her business. Nothing seems to faze her, and she gets her work done coming out of Queensland's end. And just those two tries that she set up, you know, her ball playing ability and just the smarts around when she can come in and chime in and then not to, you know, do those unnecessary runs or unnecessary force errors. I think she's, she's been tremendous tonight, and her game will just keep growing and growing.
Okay.
Glad she's still up there at Newcastle.
Great to work with you, GI. And you too, Sam. Hope to see you again for game two and see more of you both around the offices of Triple M. Look, Mitre 10 Trade. Get in, get out, get on with it at Mitre 10 Trade. They present the highlights, and here they are as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks State of Origin. Game highlights.
Right side. Oh, who got hold of it? Was it Millie Boyle? Yeah, 10 metres out. Quick play, the ball low. Brigginshaw up third. Goes out wide out to the right side of the field. I think we've got our first try in the corner to Robinson. Yeah, we do. Queensland strike first.
New South Wales is... started off well in defence, and now they're just starting to find their groove now.
Here's Sergis. Sergis is over. Sergis has gone in for a try. Her first touch. She beat a couple. She bounced off a couple more. And Jess Sergis gets a try. Oh, she's true blue. She's a veteran of this side, Jess Sergis. Now we see Aiken. She got the pass away. And they're over the line. Is it Gray who goes over? And I think this is going to be a try to Queensland. Adam G says you're damn right it is. Aiken gets the pass away to Pulley. She gets it out to Gray, and now for the corner, it's going to be a try to Bass for Queensland. One end to the other, a beautiful intercept from Suzuka, and it leads to a try. Now they play the ball right side, they carve, and it comes out from Upton, and then it goes out to Suzuka, finds a winger, and she goes over in the corner, Robinson, and they're starting to run away with this beautiful right side movement here for Queensland. New South Wales have the feed here, so Southwell and gets it away to Tomagato, who sends one out to the winger, and she's over in the corner. Jamie Chapman, a very well-deserved try. So a win for Queensland tonight, and it's 18-10.
State of Origin on Triple M for Ream and McDonald's. Triple M footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.